Hey, Bob and Dan, how you guys doing?
What?
Huh?
You're really being a jerk today.
What? I'm not being a jerk.
Even by jerk levels, you're like kicking it up a notch.
I just want to help Donovan get over this whole heavy D thing.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's all in black today.
And he's already poured out some of his 40.
He actually poured out water on the floor.
I'm just pouring
either
out
he's
a
wearing
bit for,
all black for Liberty going into Aggieland tonight, or it's because he's broken up about heavy duty.
Take a guess. Which one do you think? Lay some odds.
Dressing for a funeral.
Yeah.
Dressing for an Aggie funeral.
All right, so Monday was the 20th anniversary of Magic Johnson announcing to the world, well, lying to the world, that he had has HIV, contracted HIV, retired from the NBA. And once we talked about this Monday, Bob, you said it was a barbershop conspiracy theory. That's how you labeled it.
Probably, yeah. Probably, where somebody gets rolling at the barbershop, everyone else starts laughing, and you see the bottoms of their shoes. And nobody actually ever asks the questions that would shoot holes in a very, very paper-thin theory.
All right. So I took my microphone.
Is that fair, Dan? Do you feel like that's a fair assessment?
Absolutely.
I took my microphone and my theory.
Like the idea is a guy, one of the most famous athletes in the world and the most marketable basketball player alive, maybe the sight of Jordan, would just automatically say, you know what? I have this disease. I'm going to retire and see y'all later. And everyone would say, you know what? That makes sense. I understand why he would do that. Which doesn't make any sense at all.
But I do feel that there is just a barbershop conspiracy theory, you know, pipeline, and you're right. I just don't feel that it's questioned and or researched at all.
Well,
there needs to be a documentary done on this. That's why Donovan went to the barbershop,
and
right?
Since I laid this theory out, I'm sure I didn't make it up, but I'm not the one to
You laid the theory out.
I'm not the one to question this theory because I do believe he never had it. So, but I wanted to go
to... So you believe Magic Johnson never had AIDS.
HIV, right.
But... just nothing really to back that up.
Well, I gave you very, very valid points Monday that you guys
like
just didn't want to listen to.
Like, there are some things in life, like if you say, I think his great-grandparents are the richest family in the world and he will inherit that. Or I think his man parts are four times the normal size. Or just, I mean, there are some mystery things that would work in a person's benefit. Just claiming to have the HIV virus seems to be something that you would not say you had if you didn't have it. There would be no upside.
You're benefiting America. You're raising awareness. You're the...
Because all of a sudden, he gives a flying, about AIDS.
Because he doesn't want to be the biggest celebrity in the world anymore. Now he just wants
to
be...
I'm tired of playing basketball and winning championships.
But with this...
I want to be an AIDS spokesman.
But with this,
maybe he's tired of shaking hands.
But hang on. But with this virus...
All right, now that's a viable possibility.
I have AIDS. I can't shake your hand.
Hang on. But with this virus, did his visibility disappear? Did his famousness disappear? It did not. And he got all of a sudden, he got this... HIV virus. He actually came back to the NBA. He got all these businesses. He's richer now than he ever thought or dreamed of being.
Because of this
HIV virus.
Like he wasn't rich when
he
was.
So you're saying without
Johnson.
The HIV thing, you'd be like, who?
Right.
He played for the Lakers in the 80s.
James Worthy?
He'd be hosting a weekend show on the table.
Jamal Wilkes? Who? Kareem? So, all right, I wanted to take this to the barbershop to see what they think.
Where truth is told.
Yeah, right, to see if my theory is it crazy, or do they believe it also? So let's sit down and talk to everyone in the barbershop. The first person...
Because those are two mutually exclusive things. It's a crazy theory, or do they believe it? Like, it couldn't be crazy and they believe it.
No, okay. No, of course not.
To see if this crazy theory is sound, so now let's go to some crazy people.
The first person you're going to hear from is a guy that's getting his hair cut.
All right.
And the one thing I asked is...
He's getting feathered and parted down the middle.
Did Magic Johnson...
Give me the Steve Alford.
Have the HIV virus?
All right.
Is it live or is it Memorex? What's up with Magic and this whole HIV thing?
They had to make HIV awareness in the black community because they were getting so much. So some kind of way they went to Magic. He only had a couple years left on his country, the play anyway, really. and he wanted to get in business. They gave him 5% or 2% of the Lakers, and he'd been in business, and they set him up, and all he had to do was come out, say he had HIV, make it aware, then it become aware in the black community, and that was it.
Now, I didn't prompt these guys. That's
the
only thing I said was...
He didn't have to do a lot
Magic,
for this. He just had to come out, retire, say he had AIDS.
Magic and, HIV, and that everyone just, you know, you go get on your soapbox and you go out. I didn't try to influence anyone. I didn't say I thought he had it or not.
You didn't tell him that story ahead of time?
I just asked. No, I just walked in and
asked. He already had that ready to go.
Ready to roll.
So, okay, so let's... I'm sure you have way more.
He wanted to make the black community aware of AIDS.
And the Lakers, because they're into medical testing and pharmaceuticals, the Lakers are. They don't play basketball. Now they are a foremost medical leader.
We don't want our best player anymore.
They don't want his best player, and they will give him a percentage of the franchise.
He only had a couple of years left anyway. That's what he said.
Only got a couple years.
Listen to the...
He's 32, after all.
It makes so much sense now that...
Is he only 32?
Yes.
Now that he says it makes so much sense at the barbershop.
Yeah. Right.
Make it aware, then it become aware in the black community, and that was it.
I'm totally with you.
I said the same thing. I don't think he had no
problem. You think Magic Johnson ever had
HIV? Yes. Yes, I do.
You do?
Uh-huh.
So
but people get it mixed up. It's different. HIV is not AIDS. Because if he had AIDS, he wouldn't be here.
Thank you, Doctor.
HIV, you can live. You can live with HIV.
But back in that time, in the 90s, even if you had HIV, you quickly got AIDS and you were quickly gone.
That's true. But it's a difference in the have and the have nots.
So since Magic is
he's a have. And he got money to get whatever treatment he needs. Not like me, I'd have been gone.
You've been gone old school.
I'm on fixed income.
IDT.
Now here's the was old school. Old school's on fixed income,
but old school's
he's been gone.
Old school's position though is that he does
have
it.
That's Dr. Old School to you.
Right. He has HIV.
He does have
AIDS.
It. He's just rich, so he can afford the best treatment.
Right.
Which is perfectly a viable option that I actually agree with.
Most people believe that.
Yes. Well, because...
He denies that.
Until Steve Jobs died.
Of AIDS?
Well, no. I used to believe that, too.
That rich people can live forever?
Did you ever hear about that?
Rich people are immortal?
No, you've heard of conspiracy theories of cancer, too, right? The big pharmaceuticals, they won't allow you to have... If you had a cure for cancer, you could not market it. Because they would have you killed.
Yeah, I've never really followed that thread, either. But
death is good business for them.
But curing cancer wouldn't be, right? Because nobody would invest in that.
Right. All right.
It's like no one thinks these theories out.
All right, here's E.T. Now, do you want to take
a
guess on which,
now, though, Bob.
On which side he's going to go on? E.T.?
I think E.T.'s in for a
Is he the fade doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in for a conspiracy.
Yeah, he knows that this whole thing's a sham.
All right, here we go.
Old school got it twisted up once again because he talking about he was one of the halves, and we know back in those days NBA players didn't make that much money. Number one.
Pause.
Number two. Rock.
3.5 million. It's certainly not 25 million a year, but
how
it was 20 years ago.
No, he wasn't a have. He clearly was not a have if he only made three.
He had a mid-level.
Number one. Number two, Rock Hudson was one of the haves, and he came up short with the HIV virus that turned into AIDS. Now, Magic Johnson was just somebody at the end of his career. They wanted somebody, a face, you know, for the NBA and the AIDS awareness campaign. They needed a face for it, so they used him as that face. We know darn well back then we didn't have enough information about the disease. We thought that any type of body fluid would give you, have you to contract the HIV virus. Now, when you play basketball, you sweat. You know, that's body fluid. So we were paranoid back then. So it was a couple of players like Karl Malone and some other players that came out with the truth. They told them to calm down. Just go with us, because he really don't have HIV virus. We just using him as a figurehead. That's my opinion. Old school, if he got HIV virus by him being on a fixed income, it'd have been exploded to AIDS day two.
All right.
All right. You know, it's a good thing that, let's say this conspiracy theory is true. It probably is. It's a good thing. Clearly, the community's awareness has been raised, and they're all pretty much experts.
So, okay. So here's what he's... They needed a spokesman. Gary Coleman was busy. Shirley Hemphill was booked for the entire year of 1991. And anyone else in the community, any other celebrity, just
wouldn't
wasn't available.
About it.
So we went and found the biggest black athlete in the world.
And if he can get it, anyone can.
But you had to find someone at the end of their career, where
right.
clearly he
32.
Was.
Clearly. He was in the NBA Finals 4 months before.
Yeah, he's on the downside. He only had a couple more years left.
Probably indicate,
so Kareem, not available. Nah. Kareem's 42 at the time or whatever. That,
was he still playing?
No, he had retired 1 year before, but what a perfect time to be a spokesman, right?
Nah. No one cares.
You need
about
someone active.
Nobody's heard of Kareem.
Right.
Yeah, who's
someone,
that?
You need someone active.
This is
somebody who actually did something with his career.
Boy, this
Airplane
is,
was like 10 years before that.
This is awesome. I'm very happy right now.
More?
Here
we go.
Do you have more?
He contracted the disease and got healthy.
That's why I say a lot of people don't know he had AIDS. No, he didn't have AIDS.
Who's
you
this?
Don't blow up.
Who you think?
AIDS, when you get AIDS, you're going to start losing weight.
Oh, all right.
Head of the CDC?
You're not going
to... HIV is in your cells, and when it becomes not in your cells, that's when it's
AIDS. HIV is you compare it to sugar diabetes. Sugar diabetes can be controlled by medication. So can HIV.
Tom?
This is what I'm saying.
Is that true?
That's true. It can be managed, yes.
Yes, that's what Magic says. He takes very, very high-level medication, and they've been able to stave off the effects. He said that in an interview. Old school's
so
right.
So can HIV. This is what I'm saying.
Not back in 91, though.
In 91?
If you got HIV, then you got AIDS like 2 hours later.
Bluff.
I'm just saying. You know.
Nipples become the flu.
And that's what I'm saying.
Not back in 91, though.
In 91?
If you got HIV, then you got AIDS like 2 hours later.
Back then, AZT.
Right. That was it.
Period.
And clearly, he has helped this university. He had access to it.
Well, actually, he did not have. We call it high five. Money through donations. The barbershop calls it high five.
Calls what high five?
HIV high five.
They call it high five. Okay, and here's another theory. I don't think we have time for the audio, but so Magic just got married, right? When he announced that, right? Not too long, he got married
to Cookie.
Now he had all these kids, and his wife. They don't even. It's not even close for them having it. So his wife is going to let that diseased thing right there just have all these babies careless with that disease. Huh?
Is it possible?
So that's
why. Is it possible that
she
got a little more medical information than you have on the topic?
Okay, how did he get the disease? By just going after all these different chicks.
Granted.
So now he has this virus that is transferred through sexual contact.
Right.
And his wife said, okay, here we go. Let's have like 4 kids. You can have it anytime you want.
So they,
and
had
they
4
don't
kids
have a
after?
Thing. Yes.
Interesting.
All of his kids are under the age of 20.
Don't we have to check all his facts?
Interesting.
I believe Don.
Now, is this a barbershop conspiracy theory
I'm
now?
I'm leaning towards it because I'm looking at that year, too. He averaged merely 19.4
clearly
points,
off his game.
12.5 assists and 7 rebounds a game.
What a spare.
Didn't even get a triple-double.
He would definitely have done better, I think, had he not been just getting old.
The only thing the listener has yet to determine is, have I been paid by the government to argue against this conspiracy?
Maybe you have.
All right.
Thank you, Nice Look. We have more conspiracy theories all ready to go.
Yeah, they got plenty. They're not going to run out.
We have plenty.
All right, tomorrow.
Baked fresh daily.
Heavy D.
That Air Jordan sweatsuit
was
awfully
Heavy
new.
Why was Heavy D killed?
Mm-hmm.
That's tomorrow. $2.50 right now on the ticket.